With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The details have finally been hammered out about a ceasefire to secure the release of some of the hostages being held by the Hamas terrorist group. Qatar says a ceasefire there will begin at 7 a.m. local time, which amounts to midnight Eastern time, with aid going in as soon as possible.
They will be 13 in number, all women and children, and those hostages who are from the same families will be put together within the same patch. Obviously, every day will include a number of civilians, as agreed, to total 50 within the 4 days.
And those comments courtesy of Al Jazeera. It's been a tradition now for nearly a century. Beloved cartoon characters like Snoopy and SpongeBob SquarePants are taking to the skies above New York City in the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The parade marking its 97th year, it started today under cool but sunny skies on Manhattan's Upper West Side. Electric vehicle sales in the U.S. are up this year, but they still lag far behind several other countries.
For the first time, more than 1 million EVs are expected to be sold in the U.S. in one calendar year. Atlas Public Policy says that will account for 9% of all passenger vehicles. Despite those record numbers, foreign countries are selling many more electric and plug-in hybrid vehicles than the U.S. EVs reached 33% of sales in China, 35% in Germany, and 90% in Norway for the first 6 months of 2023. Greg Clugston reporting.
Retailers kicking off the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season today with a bevy of discounts and other enticements. But executives are growing concerned with a spending slowdown that could temper sales on the day after Thanksgiving as well as throughout the holiday. Shoppers powered by a solid job market and steady wage growth had demonstrated a resilience. This is SRN News. Another man sets a record in women's swimming. Here's Michael Harrington.
Megan Cortez Fields, who was a man living as a woman, now owns the women's school record at Ramapo College in New Jersey, finishing the 100-yard butterfly in 57.22. He also won the 200-yard individual medley at the recent Cougar Splash Invitational Meet. A growing number of men are joining the women's swim teams at colleges and universities across the country and are gradually rewriting the record books. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Also at SRNNews.com, Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed a package of pro-abortion bills. A Reproductive Health Act will repeal regulations aimed at abortion doctors and clinics. It will also ensure students at Michigan public universities can access information about abortion and repeals a law that forced patients to buy a separate insurance rider for the procedure. This is SRN News. A train derailed and spilled a chemical in a remote part of eastern Kentucky. That prompted officials to encourage residents of one small town to evacuate because of concerns about air quality in that region.
Livingston, Kentucky resident Cindy Bradley told TV station WTVQ that local officials went to homes warning people about the derailment.
Wham, 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 three hard knocks. It's Sandy Singleton, the commissioner of Livingston, and she says, you've got to get out, you've got to go now, it's bad.
A spokesperson for railroad operator CSX says the Wednesday afternoon derailment involved at least 16 cars and that two of them were carrying molten sulfur, which caught fire. CSX has been working to put out the blaze. I'm Donna Water.
An exploding population of hard-to-eradicate super pigs in Canada is threatening to spill south of the border, and northern states like Minnesota, North Dakota, and Montana are taking their own steps. More details at SRNNews.com.